Bishut Marev Rabotai, with the help of Hashem, today we'll talk about what the Torah said, Lo Yahel Devaro. I want to build my shiur about this on this pasuk. Lo Yahel Devaro Kechol Asher Yetzeh Mipiv Ya'aseh. This pasuk it's in Bamidbar, under the Sidra of Bamidbar. This pasuk talk how much a Jew Hashem, he created on him this koach, this strength of talking, to talk. Like Shlomo HaMelech said, "Hayim v'amavet b'yad ha'lashon." Death and life is on the hand of the tongue. It's fabulous. The hand, you know, "Hayim v'amavet b'yad ha'lashon." David HaMelech said, "Mi ha'ish hafitz hayim, ohev yamim le'otov, netzol lishon chamera." David HaMelech said, "Anyone who wants life," the Gemara said a story. It was a rabbi, a big rabbi who went to the market, and he saw an old man. He was screaming, you know, in the market. Who want to buy life? Who want to buy life? Who want to buy life? Can you imagine? Thousands of people came. They were there. I want to buy life. I want to buy a few years. I want to buy life. And people, they were, and it was, he said, no, there is not enough people. I want to sell life to, if there is a big crowd of people. Suddenly there were there thousands of people. Here's a rabbi who was walking, and he saw a big crowd of people. He said, what's going on here? See, there is a man here, he's selling life. He sell life? Can you sell life? Who can buy life? Who can sell life? Well, this man, I don't know, he seemed to be a normal man, and he wanted to sell life. So this rabbi went to him. He told him, hey, sir, what are you doing here? Are you kidding? You sell life? He said, yes, I want to sell life. You want some life to buy, you as well? So the rabbi told him, are you mad? He said, no, I'm not mad. You want me to prove you that I can sell your life? He said, yes. So he took the Tehillim, and the Tehillim said this, Mi ha'eish hafetz chayim, which man he want, or he desire life, ohev yamim le'otov, which man he love, years and days to live. Netzol lishoncha mera. Keep your tongue. Don't talk bad things with your tongue. Anyone who don't talk lashonara, he buy life. You understand me? Now I understand. I understand something that always I was questioning. I had a big question. The Gemara said, when you talk lashonara about somebody, okay, we talk Shulaga about somebody, you lose all your mitzvot that you've done all your life. You take all the averot of the old man to whom you talk Tashonara. You lose everything. You lose everything. So now I understand. Can you imagine? You work all your life to be a good Jew. You keep Torah mitzvot. You lose all your life with a little bit of lashon hara. It's not a waste of life. It's not a waste of years. It's not a waste of days. Huh? Yes or no? So now we understand this man. He said, if there is a man who wants to buy life, he should keep his tongue away. Not to talk bad things. Why? By not talking, he don't lose his life. He don't lose his years. So it's like when you want to talk Lashon Hara and you don't talk, so it's like you bought your life. It's like you bought years that you did not lose them. All those years that you've been Obed Hashem, and by stopping talking Lashon Hara, you had your life in your hand. Do you understand that? Now I understand the Pasuk of David HaMelech. Now we have to. Now we understand. The Torah said, "Lo yahed devaro." The Torah said, "Be careful. Don't make your talking rubbish. When you promise something, you have to keep it. When you say something, you have to keep it. Don't be a liar. Always use your mouth to do good things. Always use your mouth only for good things. Don't use it for bad things. Now, I would like to tell you a big question that Bin Ishhai said. Okay, you heard about the Bin Ishhai from Baghdad. It was a big tzaddik. He said he said this when Avraham Avinu he went to do the sacrifice of Yitzhak, Hashem, he told him, Avraham, don't do the sacrifice. And then Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, he went back to where he came. I would like just to find the pasuk. Yeah, voilà. Here is the pasuk. Vayashov Avraham el Ne'arav, vayakumu vayilchu yahdav el Be'er Sheva, vayishev Avraham be'Be'er Sheva. Okay? I think it's a pasuk in the last parasha of Vayar. It said that Avraham Avinu he went back to Be'er Sheva. And then the Torah said, "Vayishev Avraham be'Be'er Sheva," and Avraham he stayed in Be'er Sheva. So the Bin Ishhai, he said, why the Torah, it said, Vayashuv Avraham en Ne'arav Vayakumu Vayelchu? Why the Torah said that Avraham, he went back to Be'er Sheva? Why the Torah, she had to tell us this pasuk, that Avraham, he went back to Be'er Sheva? And then, why the Torah said, Vayashuv Avraham, that Avraham, he stayed in Be'er Sheva? Why the Torah doesn't say Vayishvu, that the people that they went with him, they stayed in Be'er Sheva? It's like if you go with somebody, when you arrive to the place where you went, you say, and we arrive. We don't say I arrive. We arrive. Yes. So why the Torah said Vayeshev Avraham? Avraham, he sat in Be'er Sheva. Why the Torah doesn't say Vayishvu? The same word that he said Vayilchu Yahdav. The Torah said that Abraham he went with his with the people that they were with him. So where they went, they went to Be'er Sheva. So the first question is why the Torah said Be'er Sheva? What do we learn from this pasuk that Abraham he went back to Be'er Sheva? And the second question is, why the Torah said Vayeshev? Why not Vayishvu be'Be'er Sheva? Did you understand the question? He went back with his people. So why the Torah used Lashon Yachid, Vayeshev? Why the Torah don't use Lashon Rabim, Vayishvu? And my question is, why the Torah said that he went back to Be'er Sheva? This is the question that we have to understand. So why the Torah said that he went to Be'er Sheva? And why Vayishev and why not Vayishvu? And why he had the Torah, she wrote this. This is the question, one of the Bin Ishhai question. Now, I would like to give you a big sod of the Torah. Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, after the Akedah, he achieved a very, very high level. You cannot imagine the level that Avraham Avinu he achieved in the Akedah. Because in the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a declaration. He told him, "Ata yada'ati ki ish Elokim, ir Elokim ata." Hashem said to Avraham, "Now I know that you are a man that you fear Hashem. You fear me. Now I know who you are, Avraham." The question is, why did Hashem did not know who was Avraham? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who was Avraham. But one thing you have to know. A big nisayon like that, we can talk thousands of years about this nisayon, this big test that Avraham had. It's not a simple test that Abraham went through. It was not a simple test. I would like just to tell you one thing. Before the Akedah, Abraham, he met Abimelech. Yes or no? He met with Abimelech. And Abimelech, he asked Abraham, please, Abraham, do me a favor. I don't want that your generation, your descendants, will hurt my descendants. So Abraham, he swore to him. He promised him that his descendants, they will not hurt the Philistim. They will not hurt Abimelech and his descendants. Now just imagine that a goy will ask to Abraham, Abimelech was the king, and he asked Abraham such a promise, that means Abimelech, that he was a goy, he believed on Hashem. Yes or no? He believed that Hashem, he promised to Abraham a lot of promises. Yes or no? Otherwise, how can you ask him, give me a promise? Swear, give me a shvua. Give me, swear that you will, that your descendant will not hurt my descendants. So, swear. So, now, just imagine this. Abraham Abinu Alav HaShalom, he promised. Then Hashem, he told him, take Yitzhak, sacrifice him. Now, please, listen to this. At that moment that Abraham, he went to sacrifice, Abraham, he could have a doubt. About what? About what he swore to Abimelech. He said, I swore to Abimelech that my descendants will not hurt his descendants. Now, I'm going to not have any descendants anymore. So now it's finished. There is no... this shvua that I did to Abimelech, it's gone. Okay? Because after Yitzhak, that I will sacrifice Yitzhak, I will not have no descendants. Yes or no? Okay, I mean, it's like somebody who promised something and he died. He died, that's it. What he promised, it's in the air. Yes or no? Yeah, it's in the air. That's it, finished. It's like I ask somebody, don't hurt me, and he died. That's it. No one can hurt me, okay? It's finished. Now, when Abraham, he took his son to sacrifice him, and then Hashem told him, don't sacrifice him. So that means that Abraham, Abinu Alav HaShalom, he can say to Abimelech, hey Abimelech, when I promised you not to hurt your descendants, that because I had Yitzhak, but my promise was through Yitzhak, but then Yitzhak is supposed to be sacrificed. And for me, it's already sacrificed. Even that Hashem told me that don't sacrifice him, but for me, Yitzhak is already, I've given it to Hashem. That means that my shvua to you, there is no shvua anymore. It's incredible. It's incredible. Abraham Abinu Alav HaShalom, all the Olam, all the world was respecting him. So Abimelech, before the Akedah, he was scared, he was afraid from the descendants of Abraham. So he made him to swear to do a shvua that his descendants will not hurt the Philistim. And Abraham, he said, okay, I swear to you. So now that was the contract, that was the promise. But now that Hashem told Abraham, do the Akedah, sacrifice Yitzhak. So for Abraham, Yitzhak, it's sacrifice. You know, every Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we do say to Hashem, remember the dishes, remember the Akedah of Yitzhak. The question is, the Akedah of Yitzhak, but Yitzhak is alive. Yitzhak is not, but for us, it's like he was dead. So that means the Shvu'ah that Abraham did to Yitzhak, to Abimelech, it's postponed. It's canceled. There is no anymore Shvu'ah. Because now it's a new generation. Now it's a new Yitzhak. And don't forget what the Zohar said, that when Abraham Abinu, he did the Shechita, he wanted to do the Shechita of Yitzhak, he touched a little bit of his throat, and he killed him, and his Neshama, it went to the Shamayim, and the Neshama of Yitzhak, he didn't want to come back, and it was another Neshama who came back. That means that the real Neshama of Yitzhak, he did she did not come back to earth. It's what the spirit neshama. You know, every Jew, he has two neshamot. We have one neshama here, and we have another spare one there, the shamaim. So Yitzhak Avinu, he received another neshama. And don't forget that Yitzhak Avinu, he stayed 3 years in the shamaim till he will be healthy. Do you know that? 3 years he was in Shamayim. The Malachim took him. That's what the Torah said, that Abraham, he went back. So the question is, why the Torah did not say Abraham went back with Yitzhak? All the parashat said, that Abraham and Yitzhak went together. Why the Torah don't say that Abraham, after the Akedah, Abraham and Yitzhak went together to Be'er Sheva? Because Yitzhak, they took him to Shamayim. The Malachim took him to the Shamayim to rest there for 2-3 years. Because it was so big tzaddik, it was not his refuah couldn't be here on this earth, only in the Shamayim. It's like that word, the Kabbalah we answered. So you see now, Abraham Avinu, Alav HaShalom, after the Akedah, it's something else. Now there is no the promise that he did to Abimelech is not the same promise. Abraham, he promised the promise not to hurt the generation of the descendant of Abimelech through Yitzhak. But now after the Akedah, it's another Yitzhak. It's a new Yitzhak. It's not the Yitzhak that he was before the Akedah. You get me? You understand me? So now we could imagine that Abraham Abinu Alav HaShalom, he could say to Abimelech, well, there is no Shvu'ah anymore between us. Now, that's why the Torah said, Vayashuv Abraham el Ne'arav, Vayakumu Vayelchu Yahda el Be'er Sheva, Vayishev Abraham el Be'er Sheva. You know why? Why Abraham went to Be'er Sheva? You know why? Because the Shvu'ah that Abraham made to Abimelech, it's in Be'er Sheva. Why we name Be'er Sheva, Be'er Sheva, or there Be'er Sheva? Because there, Abraham made the Shvu'ah to Abimelech, not to hurt his descendants. So that's why the Torah says, Vayashov Abraham in Arab. Abraham, he went back alone, without Yitzhak, because Yitzhak, now we took him to recover in the Shamayim, and he went with his people to Be'er Sheva. Why he went to Be'er Sheva? Why he sent Be'er Sheva? Why he said Be'er Sheva? Because Abraham, Alav HaShalom, he wanted to show to Abimelech, hey Abimelech, I will keep my promise. Hey, yes, I will keep my promise. That's why he went to Be'er Sheva. Because now Abimelech, he could fear Abraham. Well, when Abraham, he swore to me that it was before the Akedah. Now, after the Akedah, he swore to me that he will not hurt my descendant from his generation. That was Yitzhak. Now it's a new Yitzhak. Now who can approach Abraham? After the Akedah, Abraham Abinu, no one could approach him. He was at a very, very high level. So even Abimelech, he couldn't talk to him anymore. But Abraham said to Abimelech, Abimelech, I will keep my Shvu'ah to you. That's why he came to Be'er Sheva. Why Be'er Sheva? Because it's on Be'er Sheva. Abraham swore to Abimelech not that his descendant will not hurt his descendant. He wanted to tell him, hey, look, even that now it's a new Yitzhak, but for me, I promise you not that my descendant will not hurt your descendants, or this Yitzhak, or another Yitzhak. I keep my promise. I would like just to tell you something. This is something that it's very important for me to tell you this. These people that they promise to do a mitzvah. Okay? These people who promise to do a mitzvah. These people that they promise. Then he cannot do this mitzvah. Okay? Because it's like somebody said, well, tomorrow morning I wake up, I will put $10 in the kupa. He had money. So when he woke up in the morning, he lost the $10. So he will say, well, I promised yesterday to put $10 in the kupa, because I had $10 in my Kupa. Now that I don't have $10, well, there is no promise. But in the afternoon, he had $20. Would he give the $10 that he promises today or not? It's like somebody who promised himself that he would put $10 in the Kupa. Yes, then he lost the $10. So, he lost the $10. So, in the afternoon, he did business and he had $20. Can he say, well, yesterday I promised $10, I had in my pocket, I lost the $10, so I don't need to put $10 in the Kupa. He can't say that. You understand? Why? Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you children. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you children, you are entitled. You have the responsibility on them to give them a good chinuch. A good chinuch. Not because now they grow. Well, the chinuch, it's only when they were baby. That they grow, I have no responsibility for them. No, you can't do that. You understand? The chinuch, it's on you all your life. Abraham Avinu Alav Hashem, the same. Abraham Avinu Alav Hashem, even that when he swore to Abimelech that the descendants that it will come out from Yitzhak will not hurt your descendants. Abraham Avinu Alav Hashalom, we could imagine that, okay, now that Abraham Avinu, he did the Akedah, now that's it. This promise that he promised to Abimelech, it's postponed. Yes or no? There is no promise anymore. Because the Yitzhak, through the promise, is gone. Now it's another Yitzhak. But Abraham Avinu Alav Hashalom said no. Abraham Avinu said, no, I will keep my promise. Kechol asher itzeh mipiv ya'aseh. Abraham Avinu Alav Hashem lo yachid devaru. Always he kept his promise. It's incredible, incredible. You know, the Gemara said about Abraham Avinu Alav Hashalom, when he went to Egypt, Pharaoh gave him a lot of money. When he came back to Eretz Israel, the Torah said that Abraham he was traveling. And the Gemara said why he was traveling, he was paying his debt. Do you know that? Because he borrowed money. He borrowed money from people. I mean, can you imagine when you borrow money from somebody and you promise him to pay him, you have to pay him. You have to do all what you can to pay him. I don't know if you heard about Reb Chaim Volozhin. You heard of Reb Chaim Volozhin? Yes. One day Reb Chaim Volozhin, they came. He had a big talmid chashuv, and he died. They told him, the talmid died. So he told them, before you buried him, call me. I will go to the levaya. When the levaya started, Reb Chaim Volozhin, he went to the levaya, and he saw his talmid, the deaf man, was sitting on the coffin, on the Aaron meeting. So Reb Chaim Volozhin told him, what are you doing here? Why are you not inside the coffin? He said, well, because they don't let me go to Olam Haba. So he said, why? He said, because I have my neighbor, we have two houses, they are one each other, but I took one each from his land. It's nothing. But that inch that I took from his land, and I built on his land, a wall, for that, they don't let me in. Please do me a favor. Because I am your Talmid, they give me permission to speak to you. Tell my family to destroy this wall. I don't want that wall. To destroy it so I can go in. Can you imagine? Bashamayim, God forbid, anyone who steals money, anyone who takes something that is a block to him, he could lose his Olam Haba. And can you imagine? Hashem give us the way to talk. He gives us kawah to talk. He gives us the kawah that we can talk and can speak. We, from the dibur, we can build we can destroy. Hamavet v'chay b'yed ha'lashon, death and life in the hand of the tongue. To have long life, what long life? Can you imagine if you are 80 years old? It's a long life, and then God forbid you speak a little bit of lashon hara, you lose all the 80 years, all the mitzvot, all what you've been doing, all the 80 years, you lost it. It's not a waste of life. So buy it. Buy your own life. How can you buy your own life? By not talking bad things. Look, Abraham Abinu alav shalom, he could answer to Abimelech, "Hey, Abimelech, I did not promise you not to hurt your generation from the other children to come. I only promise you from Yitzhak. Yes or no? I promise you from Yitzhak, the children that will come out from Yitzhak, they will not hurt your generation. But now I have another Yitzhak. The Yitzhak that all the promises were through him is gone. It's not the Yitzhak I have now. But Avraham Abinu Alav Shalom is a man that he wanted to keep his dibur. What he did, he went to Abimelech. He went to Be'er Sheva. That place, this famous place, where Abraham gave to Abimelech a promise that his descendants will not hurt him. Vayishev Sham. Now, we understand why the Torah don't say Vayishvu. Bilashun Rabim. You understand? This is the question of Ben Ish-Hai. Why the Torah don't say Vayishvu? Bilashun Rabim. Why it said Bilashun Yahid Vayishev? Because the promise that was done to Abimelech, it was by Abraham, not by the other people, Ishmael Be'eliezer. That's why the Torah said Vayishev. You understand? Do you understand this now? Yachid, not Lashon Rabbi, because the promise was done to Abraham, not with his people, not to the promise that was done by Abraham to Abimelech, only by himself, not by those who were with him. You understand? It's fabulous. Now just imagine something. A man that he was rich, and he promised a big donation, then he become poor, and then after he become rich, would he keep the promises that he promised when he was rich? Just I repeat again. A man that was rich, he promised a lot of tzedakah, then he become poor. Now he's anus, he had no money. And then after he become rich, would he keep the promise that he promised before? Because we can say that all the promise that he promised before, that when he was rich, that the first time, and the meantime he become poor, but now it's now that he's rich, he's not entitled to keep his promise. So the answer yes. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you rich now again, that means you have to keep your first promises. You understand? So Abraham Abinu as well. The Ika is lo yachid devar. I don't know if you noticed when Abraham did the Brit Milah and he was waiting for the guest, and he has no guest. And he was excited. He wanted guest. He has no guest. So the Torah said HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very he had a lot of tzar for Abraham, so he sent him some people. And Rashi said that they were clothes, they were wearing clothes like Arabim, like Arabs. Why Arabs? Why Hashem sent him Arabs? Why Hashem did not send him people wearing clothes like Romans or people wearing clothes like Knaanim? Why like Arabs? Why Arabs? Good question, yes or no? No, you have an answer. Do you have an answer, Rabotai? Huh? You know why? Because Abraham Abinu Alav Shalom, he was a big tzaddik. Abraham Abinu, at that day, like the Or HaChaim HaKadosh said, Or HaChaim HaKadosh said that at that moment that Hashem, he came to speak to Abraham, Abraham became Mikava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can you imagine? Abraham, he became so close to Hashem. That's what Rahim HaKadosh said. At that moment that Abraham did the Brit Milah, he became so close to Hashem. Very, very close to Hashem. And now, he's a man. he was ill. He was old man. He did the Brit Milah, and he can't even walk. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with respect to see how he came to do Bikur Cholim. Yes or no? And can you imagine? Now Abraham become very, very chashuv. And what he say? He said two people, three people come in, and he said to Hashem, please Hashem, even that I am chashuv, those people are more chashuv than me. Because it's very hot outside. It must be very thirsty. I am here in my house, but those people, I don't know from where they came. Please Hashem. Can you imagine Abraham, at the moment that he become very chashuv, he felt that the others are more chashuvim than him. And he felt achayut, he felt responsibility for them. If God forbid I don't help them, they might die. And he said to Hashem, Hashem, please, do me a favor. Like the tzaddik of Hashemesh, a big tzaddik said, he said to Abraham, to Hashem, please Hashem, don't be angry. Stay, wait for me till I come back. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? In the book of Hashemesh said, Al ta'avo me'al avdecha. Now that you came, please stay. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. How can, even that I become very chashuv, please don't leave me. Those people, maybe they are more chashuv than me. I want to help them. I was thinking, isn't that a big nisayon for Abraham? Just the day, the moment that he become Mekaba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending people. Huh? Instead of Abraham feel so close, warm to Hashem, he said to Hashem, please, maybe those people are more chashuvim than me. Aravim melashon arivut. Israel arivim zibeze. That's why Hashem sent him aravim. Because the word aravim is like arivut. Hashem wanted to see if Abraham Avinu alav shalom is going to feel arivut with other people. So Hashem is sending people that were wearing clothes like Arabim. But there is another meaning. It was another test. Would Abraham, now that he became Chashuv, now that Abraham is so close to Hashem, now that Abraham, he don't need nobody, was that moment he will feel about these people, Arivut, feeling something for them, to help them? Because if that's what he will do, that means that's what he will teach his generation, his descendant to be always Israel Arivin Zebeze. Who was the first one who started the Arivin Zebeze? Was Abraham Avinu. But Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom, he was doing that in general with everybody. Can you imagine that? That was Abraham. Abraham is Ma'asim, Lo Yachil Devaro. Whatever it came out from the mouth of Abraham, he respected. Even if he had to pay a big price, that was Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu, he saw people wearing clothes like Arabs. What he was thinking? He was thinking, why Hashem sent me people that they were wearing clothes like Arabs? Because Arabim is from the word Arabim. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be, he wants to teach me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I have to be always Arab, to feel responsible for the other one. To be responsible for the other people. Do you have the word in English? Arivim? Israel Arivim Zebeze? Guarantor, responsible, Ariv, be all together. That was Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom. Now I would like just to finish with this. How much today we see in the whole world the matzav. And the matzav today in the whole world is not easy. The matzav is not easy in the whole world. Now, what we need is to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yachid devaro. To be very careful with all the promises that we promised to Hashem through the Tfilah. To pray even more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only through that Be'et Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us Be'et Hashem. So Be'et Hashem, I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha ve'atzlacha in bri'ut Be'et Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a good parnasa in bri'ut. Look Ephron. Look Ephron. He said to Abraham, when Abraham was looking for wanted a place where to bury Sarah, he said to Ephron, I want to buy your place. Ephron said, no, I don't want to sell it to you. Get it. Have it free. It's yours. I mean, it's a kavod for me. It's a big honor for me that I give you my Me'arat HaMachpelah where you will bury your wife. No, it's a big honor for me. Abraham said, no, please, I want to pay. And then, at the end, how much he asked from him? 400 kesef. A big amount of money. I mean, it's not, you see, on one hand, he talked too much, on the other hand, he doesn't say nothing. He doesn't respect what he said. So that's why there is a Ephron without Vav, who is a Rasha. Look, Esav, Kitzayit Bifiv. Esav always was lying to his parents. So he lost everything. He lost this Olam, he lost the other Olam. But look, Yaakov Abinu, Yaakov Ishtam, Yushiv Ohalim. Yaakov Abinu, all his life was using his word, his dibur, each mitzvah that he was learning, he was respecting the mitzvah. It's like when I tell you a halacha, there is a halacha that you have to respect, you have to respect the halacha. But it's not, you know the halacha and you do the contrary, you don't respect. So you don't. If you don't respect, that means you are mebazid the Torah. That the Torah said, lo yahed levaro. When you learn a halacha, that's what you should do, so that's what you should do. You cannot find a way not to do what the halacha said. So Be'et Hashem, let's hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise us, Hashem promised, maybe Hukotai Telech, when we study Torah, he will give us Gishmiyot. Hashem promised that he will give us Gishmiyot. You, I know, you wake up at 6 o'clock, you study Torah with me, I know, maybe you do it with other people, you keep your promise to Hashem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not take from you the Gashmiyot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Gashmiyot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you health, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you and give you all what you need.